We haven't talked about emotions. You stood before the judge, Fred Daugherty, with Taylor Mooney
and myself.
And yourself. And then you declared yourself as not guilty.
Absolutely.
But what's going on here in your brain?
It was almost like a spiritual experience because you couldn't imagine that you who have done nothing are being put to this kind of a test, and for what reason? It had to be a political vendetta. It had to be someone who was trying to keep themselves from going to prison. I'd handled more criminal cases than anybody in that courtroom at the time I'm entering my plea at the arraignment, more than Burkett ever handled, more than the judge ever handled, more than any of the defense attorneys ever handled. And I'm thinking, why am I here? I'm innocent. How could they bring this against me? But I should have been much more realistic and realized that it was going to be very, very difficult. I felt at the time that I was so sure of my innocence that the quicker I got to trial, the better.
We might point out that Frank Keating became governor.
That's correct.
But earlier, as he was a state legislator, he and other Republicans led a charge of impeachment against you.
And attempted to get Attorney General Derryberry to bring impeachment, but the legislature refused it.
So Frank Keating becomes governor, and it was kind of a similar situation here.
Yes, a very interesting situation. Keating was approached by a wealthy person from back east who believed that a chemical substance given to prisoners could help take away their criminal thoughts and stop recidivism. Keating apparently agreed to allow the chemical to be given to certain prisoners. At the same time, under Keating's story, he was given a gift of $250,000 to educate his children. There are two or three different stories that Keating said of that, but it happens to fit on all fours with using the color of your office to affect personal gain. He was never indicted. A grand jury was never called. To the credit of the Tulsa World, they editorialized against this. They investigated it, but there was no grand jury ever called.
Yeah, but he paid for it later on, didn't he?
He did, and it's amazing how the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Because after Bush number two was elected, Keating had a chance to be the Attorney General of the United States. Now, it was never released publicly why he was turned down, but I am certain that it was that transaction that the Bush administration saw, investigated, and determined that they could not take him.
In your comments to Secretary of State Rogers, did you ever think to yourself, did I come close? Did I say something that he could have misunderstood?
Oh, no.
Did you ever think about that?
No. I thought about it. You're not kidding. I thought about it. I am convinced that Rogers, when he started that attempt to entrap me in that scheme, had planned it out for some time. And that was confirmed by two people later on to me. In fact, one of his employees came to my book signing in Oklahoma City on Saturday and told me that Rogers had bragged to her that he was going to bring me down and that he was going to wear a wire. She said that she went to the authorities and no one would listen to her. And she volunteered yesterday at this signing to give me an affidavit to that effect. It was so interesting. It's too many years past and long gone. But I thought, what a brave woman. She's in her 70s now.
And so here in 2012...
she comes forward.
Yeah.
But it sure validated my position, I'll tell you.
So the jury deliberates for how long?
3 days.
Jury comes in with a verdict.
Tell us. You got to realize the dramatic part of the trial happened during the jury deliberations. Del Meyer, a juror, suffered a heart attack, was put in the hospital. Her doctor advised her not to return to the courtroom on the chance that she might die. Judge Daugherty called a hearing and, in effect, ordered her back into the jury room because he berated the doctor, browbeat him until the doctor equivocated. And then Judge Daugherty immediately forced her back into the room. And at the time she came back to the grand jury, she was under two medications, Demerol and Valium. She had had such an amount that doctors today would have said that not only was she in danger of the heart attack, but that she was not capable of making a decision. Truth of the matter was, she later told others that she was in fear of her life or she never would have voted for conviction.
How was that fear of her life?
Because she thought she was going to die by the pressure being brought by the jurors to end it. The 11 that were convinced of my guilt told her that she couldn't hold out, that it was her duty to convict me.
So when the judge asks for the jury's verdict, are you standing there thinking, they're going to exonerate me, or were you nervous?
No, I was very nervous. I'd seen what he'd done to Del Meyer. And Daugherty made a comment during the time we're having this hearing about whether she should return or not. He tried to coerce me into accepting 11 jurors, and I refused to do it. And this is his exact words in the transcript. Oh, you want your cake and eat it too. Now, this is a sitting federal judge who's supposed to be impartial, who refused to give us a change of venue.